The next patient is Elisa Juarez. The last name is J-U-A-R-E-Z, like in Zulu. Elisa, E-L-I-S-A. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old a Caucasian female that has been referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3A versus the possibility of acute kidney insufficiency. The patient was initially evaluated by Dr. Frank Jewell, F-R-A-N-J-U-L. In the initial interview, there was not a significant amount of symptoms. In talking to the patient complains of generalized weakness. She doesn't have any strength. And she has aches and pains in different parts of the body. And she has a lot of gastrointestinal complaints. The patient doesn't eat properly because she doesn't have a bowel movements on regular basis. The laboratory workup shows that she has a creatinine of 1, an estimated GFR that is 50 mL per minute. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. Albumin is 4.2. Liver function test with the normal limits. There is evidence of hypokalemia and has been present for some time. And is most likely associated to the administration of topiramate, T-O-P-I-R-A-M-A-T-E. That she takes for migraine. Another the kidney function remains stable. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. Period. Number two, hypokalemia. This hypokalemia could be related to the administration of the topiramate, as mentioned before. The other possibilities, the administration of triamcinolone with hydrochlorothiazide, 75/50 on daily basis. Period. The patient takes a potassium supplementation that is given by the primary care physician. We emphasize the use of potato skin, bananas, oranges, tomatoes. Period. Following number, the patient has alterations in the bowel movements. Whether or not the patient has diverticulosis of the colon, is a possibility. Increasing fiber in the diet, sodium citrate has, magnesium citrate has been recommended to use on 1 ounce on a daily basis to see whether or not she has adequate bowel movements. Period. Following number. The patient has a history of Meniere's disease. That is under control at the present time. Following number hyperlipidemia that is also under control. Following number, the patient has an obvious anxiety disorder. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Period. Following number, this patient has chronic acyclovir administration. Crystal deposition nephropathy is part of the differential as well as the administration of PPIs for the gastroesophageal reflux disease. That could induce interstitial nephritis. As mentioned before, topiramate it might be playing a role in the hypokalemia. Period. I have to mention that the workup that Dr. Frank Jewell ordered is negative. We are going to order a thyroid panel. The patient has vitamin D deficiency. We are going to start the patient on 5,000 units of 25 vitamin D, and we will rule out a autoimmune process. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the chart. In the face-to-face, we invested 25 minutes and 7 minutes in the documentation.